Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, as we mentioned, apple season. I love apples, and I think a lot of people love apple picking around this time, so you've got some tips and maybe a place they can go.
Yeah, so it's hard to believe that it is already fall, and we are getting into the heart of apple season. And I think probably one of the most infamous quotes is, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And apples really are a great nutritious food, as far as they have both soluble and insoluble fiber. Fiber is great for your digestive system. It helps prevent cholesterol buildup. It's great for reducing risk of heart disease. All kinds of good things that fiber does. Apples are also a great source of vitamin C, and it's important if you want that vitamin C out of apples, that you want to make sure to eat their skin, because almost half of their vitamin C is just underneath the skin. So eating the skin of apples is going to boost your vitamin C, as well as that fiber that is so good for your body. So apples are one of the most popular fruits consumed in the United States. There are more than 100 apple varieties that are grown here in the United States. We know they can be a great crunchy snack, also great for some of our favorite desserts. Who doesn't love an apple pie? You can add them to salads. You can have them with peanut butter. Apples are just so versatile, and, you know, really a part of our American culture. The cool thing about apples is there's so many different varieties that, you know, depending on your preference, you can have a sweet apple, a tart apple, or, you know, anything in between. So they're becoming pretty affordable right now. Not that they're ever super expensive, but in the fall they become even more affordable, because they are in season. If you buy apples, you know, and you are worried that you're not going to get them all consumed before they start to go bad, you can store them in an airtight bag, like a zip-top plastic bag. Oxygen is what is going to cause them to age. So if you can store them in an airtight bag in your refrigerator, apples will last a long time in your refrigerator. You can also freeze apples. There's several different ways you can freeze apples. You can freeze them with or without sugar. It's very easy to do. You basically just wash them. You can core them. And to prevent darkening, you're going to want to use some kind of ascorbic acid, like a fruit fresh or something. Sprinkle that over them, and then put them in freezer bags. Make sure you write what the date, so you don't forget when you did it, and you know kind of how old they are, because apples are not going to go bad in your freezer, but you want to use them up within the year, or the quality is going to start to go, and you may start to get some freezer burn on your apples. So they're going to be best eaten within the year. We have a great local source for apples here in our area. Sunflower Orchards is located in the Paola area. I just talked to the owner last week, and he said he cannot remember a year where the apple crop has been so good. His trees are loaded, and it's one of the few places in our eastern Kansas area that you can go take your family and pick apples. He's got a lot of different varieties planted at Sunflower Orchards, and you can go and not only get that whole apple picking experience, but also go home with some amazing, nutritious, locally grown food. And again, store them in an airtight bag in your refrigerator, and they will last you through the winter, or freeze them if you're worried that that they might go bad. The address for Sunflower Orchards is 16905 West 311th Street in Paola. They have a Facebook page, Sunflower Orchards. You can go to their page, message them, make sure they do have some different hours. They're not open all day, every day, so make sure that you reach out. Their contact information is on their Facebook page, and make sure that they're open before you go there. But I know that they are loaded with apples this fall, and it's right in our backyard, so a great place to go to get some delicious local apples. And again, he's got many different varieties.
Some tips I might add to my arsenal as well, and a place I might go as well. Never even thought about freezing apples before, so that's a pretty nice tip to add to my repertoire. Coming up
there
Monday.
You go.
Exactly. It's never in my life have I thought, man, I'll freeze an apple. So I think that's gonna have to happen. Keep my apples safe longer.
Yeah.
Well, coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director, Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.